Well, on this World Series day, we couldn't have an Ohio voice without having a Chicago voice as well. We spoke with Nick Cave. He's a visual artist based in Chicago who tries to bend meaning in his work. His famous sound suits use a compelling but primitive form of virtual reality to allow performers to step inside the suits and create noise through expressive movements. It's all a way of allowing people to see a different point of view. His newest installation, Until, Cave chose to use a vast exhibition space with thousands of objects he rescued from flea markets and sidewalk sales. Some of his favorite objects are filled with racial meaning from bygone days that he resurrects in his work to reenlist them as soldiers in a battle to reclaim history. Until opened last month in North Adams, Massachusetts, in a massive museum made from an old factory that is itself a reclamation of history.
The show opens up as you enter the space, which is the size of a football stadium. You will enter this sort of vast field of about 16,000 wind spinners that are moving in the sort of circular sort of motion, two stories tall. And these wind spinners are just traditional ones that, you know, have butterflies and birds and flowers on them. But then there's a selection of custom ones that are guns, targets, teardrops, bullets. And so that is sort of mixed within this sort of ready-made sort of object that really sort of creates this sort of fantastical sort of sensation. The moment that you walk in, you're just completely transformed. And then you're able to climb up these ladders into this sort of forbidden garden. And then within the terrain are about 17 lawn jockeys that are existing within this environment, holding these amazing dream catchers.
Tell me about the name Until, and is there going to be a improvisational performance element to the installation at Mass MoCA, as there has been with a lot of your work?
The title Until really sort of comes from, you know, innocent until proven guilty or guilty until proven innocent. That's how we sort of came to the title. But the project also, within this space, there's about two or three different locations for convenings. May it be civic leaders that come together and sort of have a meeting under the crystal cloudscape and talk about issues of race, gun violence within their communities, not only sort of racial profiling, but it's, you know, all of these sort of unarmed black men that have been shot within the last year. It's over 300 incidents. So for me, it's very frightening to think that, you know, I don't have the sort of luxury of just sort of walking down the street at night without thinking about, you know, where I'm at and how that could sort of shift in a matter of seconds.
Do the lawn jockeys haunt you? Do they have the power that they originally had when you first started working with them?
No. You know, they empower me. Of course, I know the sort of connotations that sort of come along with that object. But, you know, I'm also have shifted their sort of position within this work. You know, they are normally sort of standing with a lantern in their hand. So it's really the sort of subservient position. But now they have this amazing dream catcher that they're holding above their heads. And it just sort of creates this sort of sense of independence. You know, there's a relevancy that sort of comes into play, a sense of freedom. These objects exist in the world. I'm at flea markets regularly and all over the world. And so it's not that they aren't there, as well as other sort of consumer racism related objects are. But it's really me sort of taking sort of a responsible position and renegotiating how can we sort of now look at these objects in a different way.
What's the most racially charged object you've ever found at a flea market that really explicitly evoked a history that we don't want to visit?
My last show at Jack Shaman Gallery in New York was titled Made by Whites for Whites. And it was a show based on, I found this, it was a bust of a black man's head. And I thought it was interesting, and so I took it down off the shelf and I read it, read the label, and it said a spittoon. And I just went into like the state of like shock.
Wow.
And then that was the beginning of me looking for the most repressive, most sort of disgusting, despairing, horrific objects.
You're running away from the idea of a big bonfire to get rid of them all. It's an it's a more heroic leap to de-vulgarize them than to destroy them.
Yes, and that, you know, I'm not interested in shying away and sort of turning my back on, you know, these things that have been created to, for me, I sort of see them as the sort of form of commercial sort of racial product that was produced to sort of keep us in our place or to let us know what our place is within society. And so, you know, I'm interested in that. It's the fuel that sort of gets me fired up.
Nick Cave is an artist whose current installation, Until, can be seen at Mass MoCA, the Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams, Massachusetts, through next fall. Nick, thanks so much.
Sure, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.